the new year is coming upon us, but this can be applicable any time of the year that you feel the urge to set a goal. But New Year's resolutions are very popular now this time of year. So we're going to talk about two different perspectives on setting goals. So let's get on to our topic. Are you going to set the same goals you set last year? Are you, you know, as the clock strikes midnight, are those unmet resolutions and goals of the previous years just going to roll off your tongue and then just to be tossed to the curb in February, like all your previous goals? And are you manufacturing goals just to say you have goals? You know, we've been conditioned for years, decades even, that you need to set goals either at school or at work. And then we also set goals for our personal life because you believe that goals are the path to your success. But I want to put the brakes on goals. I want to give you a different perspective. So let's say that when I started my podcast, I set a goal to get 50,000 downloads in the first year. Seems like a reasonable metric, right? I mean, I could do a lot with that. I could attract sponsors. I could attract bigger name guests. But the 50,000 downloads is really an outcome-based goal that could be entirely out of my control. And instead of moving forward in a way that felt good and authentic for me, I might have moved forward with my podcast with getting as many downloads as I could, because that's the goal I set. And I would not have been honing my craft. I would have chased after bigger name guests, which may or may not have been my ideal guest, just in hopes of reeling in some more downloads. Well, let's say I didn't set a goal for my podcast. Instead, I created a purpose for my podcast. I wanted to have conversations with women over 50 who had redesigned their lives, because my curiosity about women over 50 are doing to bust the stereotypes of our age group is much more interesting to me than the number of downloads. My conversations would go on to inspire and motivate other women over 50. And you're going to say, but if you don't have a goal, how are you going to know if you were successful? Well, we're going to talk about that in a few moments, so stay tuned. So here's my problem with traditional goals. They are either too focused on outcomes, which are out of our control, or they are too vague and too broad. Outcome-based goals are goals that have the action, such as losing 10 pounds on a deadline. And I'm going to talk about weight because it's an easy goal to understand, and it's a really popular goal for women over 50. So our goal is to lose 10 pounds at a certain date. I will lose 10 pounds in 3 months. Outcome-based goals are usually out of our control. You never know what might happen to you to derail you from that outcome. Goals that are too vague leave you without a direction to go. I want to lose weight. How much weight? 1 pound or 10 pounds? To be honest, this really isn't a goal. It's more of a thought that just pops into your head. It's like a to-do list. You know, that's another issue I have with goals. If you were to write your to-do list right now, what would the first three items be? In my days when I worked back in the office, my to-do list would be like, I'm going to check my email. I'm going to look at my calendar. You know, you get the idea. It's the first things that pop into our head. They are surface thoughts. They are not really the work that we need to get done. So here are two things that I'm going to talk about that's going to help you with your goals. Instead of the traditional outcome-based goals, we're going to become future-focused and purpose-driven individuals. Goals are typically set based on where you are today. Your goal of wanting to lose weight is based on your habits and belief systems of your present self. That's a huge topic that goes beyond the scope of this conversation, but I do want to discuss it briefly. So I'm going to ask you the question, who is your future self and how well do you identify with her? I ask this because you have set a goal based on what you want your future self to look, how you want your future self to look or to behave. So how does she look or behave? Your future self would not set a goal to lose weight because she would already be there. Her actions would be in alignment with who she is. What would those actions be? What stories would she be telling herself? This is where you need to go to the future. Forget about setting a goal and start behaving and believing you are already the person you want to be. Would your future self opt for dinner on the couch with a bowl of ice cream after taking a walk or overtaking a walk after dinner? Probably not. Instead of being the person with the goal of losing weight, be the person who takes a walk after dinner. Be your future self today, and the intended goal of your present self will be met. Sticking with the weight goal here, also ask yourself, what's your reason for losing weight? Remember the to-do list we just talked about? As you take a moment to write down your reasons, keep asking yourself why after each answer. Your first two or three thoughts are surface, but your real purpose lies beneath that surface. So you may start with, the reason I want to lose weight is I want to look better in my clothes. And then you just keep asking yourself why. Why do you want to look better in your clothes? Well, I want to look better in my clothes so I can go out in public more. Well, why do you want to go out in public more? Well, I would really like to take my grandkids, or I would really like to do this with the family, but I don't feel comfortable at my weight. So you keep asking yourself why. So your goal of losing weight will then become a purpose of getting healthy or staying healthy. Knowing your purpose then leads to systems and processes, keeping with the weight goal, such as meal prepping, less junk food, more physical activity. All of this is going to lead you to your intended outcome. So if you do what your future self would do, meal prepping, less junk food, moving more, then your intended outcome is going to happen anyway. You don't have to set a goal for it. So I'm going to leave you with this. A goal is the future place we arrive at to get the star we want. But what do we do on the days we have not met the goal? These processes help keep you moving day to day, every day, the being rather than achieving. The processes are what will create success. Okay, friends, I would love to know your thoughts on this. You can drop me a comment down below and let's have a conversation.